Chapters 10 through 20 of the Second Book of Chronicles from the World English Bible. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Second Book of Chronicles from the World English Bible. Chapters 10 through 20. Chapter 10. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. It happened when Jeroboam the son of Nebat heard it, for he was in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. They sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all Israel came, and they spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Your father made our yoke grievous. Now, therefore, make you the grievous service of your father, and his heavy yoke which he put on us lighter, and we will serve you. He said to them, Come again to me after 3 days. The people departed. King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men, who had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, What counsel do you give me to return answer to this people? They spoke to him, saying, If you are kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and took counsel with the young men who had grown up with him, who stood before him. He said to them, What counsel do you give, that we may return answer to this people, who have spoken to me, saying, Make the yoke that your father put on us lighter? The young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, Thus you shall tell the people who spoke to you, saying, Your father made our yoke heavy, but make it lighter on us. Thus you shall say to them, My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. Now, whereas my father burdened you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king asked, saying, Come to me again the third day. The king answered them roughly, and King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men, and spoke to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So the king didn't listen to the people, for it was brought about of God, that Yahweh might establish his word, which he spoke by Elijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. When all Israel saw that the king didn't listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, Israel. Now see to your own house, David. So all Israel departed to their tents. But as for the children of Israel who lived in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, who was over the men subject to forced labor, and the children of Israel stoned him to death with stones. King Rehoboam made speed to get himself up to his chariot, to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David to this day. Chapter 11. When Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he assembled the house of Judah and Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men, who were warriors, to fight against Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. But the word of Yahweh came to Shemaiah the man of God, saying, Speak to Rehoboam the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, Thus says Yahweh, You shall not go up, nor fight against your brothers. Return every man to his house, for this thing is of me. So they listened to the words of Yahweh, and returned from going against Jeroboam. Rehoboam lived in Jerusalem, and built cities for defense in Judah. He built Bethlehem, and Etam, and Tekoa, Beth-Zur, and Soko, Adullam, and Gath, and Marashah, and Ziph, and Adoram, and Lachish, and Azekah, and Zorah, and Ajalon, and Hebron, which are in Judah and in Benjamin, fortified cities. He fortified the strongholds, and put captains in them, and stores of food, and oil and wine. He put shields and spears in every city, and made them exceeding strong. Judah and Benjamin belonged to him. The priests and the Levites, who were in all Israel, resorted to him out of all their border. For the Levites left their suburbs and their possession, and came to Judah and Jerusalem. For Jeroboam and his sons cast them off, that they should not execute the priest's office to Yahweh, and he appointed him priests for the high places, and for the male goats, and for the calves which he had made. After them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek Yahweh, the God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice to Yahweh, the God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah, and made Rehoboam the son of Solomon strong. 3 years, for they walked 3 years in the way of David and Solomon. Rehoboam took him a wife, Mahalath, the daughter of Jeremoth, the son of David, and of Abihail, the daughter of Eliab, the son of Jesse, and she bore him sons, Jeush, and Shemariah, and Zaham. After her he took Maachah, the daughter of Absalom, and she bore him Abijah, and Attai, and Ziza, and Shelomith. Rehoboam loved Maachah, the daughter of Absalom, above all his wives and his concubines, for he took 18 wives and 60 concubines, and became the father of 28 sons and 60 daughters. Rehoboam appointed Abijah, the son of Maachah, to be chief, the prince among his brothers, for he intended to make him king. He dealt wisely, and dispersed of all his sons throughout all the land of Judah and Benjamin, to every fortified city, and he gave them food in abundance. He sought for them many wives. Chapter 12. It happened, when the kingdom of Rehoboam was established, and he was strong, that he forsook the law of Yahweh, and all Israel with him. It happened in the 5th year of King Rehoboam, that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, because they had trespassed against Yahweh, with 1,200 chariots and 60,000 horsemen. The people were without number who came with him out of Egypt, the Lubim, the Sikkim, and the Ethiopians. He took the fortified cities which pertained to Judah, and came to Jerusalem. Now Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam, and to the princes of Judah, who were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak, and said to them, Thus says Yahweh, You have forsaken me, and therefore I have also left you in the hand of Shishak. Then the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, Yahweh is righteous. When Yahweh saw that they humbled themselves, the word of Yahweh came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves. I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and took away the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and the treasures of the king's house. He took it all away. He also took away the shields of gold which Solomon had made. King Rehoboam made in their place shields of brass, and committed them to the hands of the captains of the guard, who kept the door of the king's house. It was so, that as often as the king entered into the house of Yahweh, the guard came and bore them, and brought them back into the guard room. When he humbled himself, the wrath of Yahweh turned from him, so as not to destroy him altogether, and, moreover, in Judah there were good things found. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem, and reigned, for Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which Yahweh had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah the Ammonitess. He did that which was evil, because he didn't set his heart to seek Yahweh. Now, the acts of Rehoboam, first and last, aren't they written in the histories of Shemaiah the prophet, and of Iddo the seer, after the way of genealogies? There were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. Rehoboam slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David, and Abijah his son reigned in his place. Chapter 13. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. There was a war between Abijah and Jeroboam. Abijah joined battle with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men, and Jeroboam set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, who were mighty men of valor. Abijah stood up on Mount Zemaraim, which is in the hill country of Ephraim, and said, Hear me, Jeroboam, and all Israel. Ought you not to know that Yahweh, the God of Israel, gave the kingdom over Israel to David for ever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, rose up, and rebelled against his Lord. There were gathered to him worthless men, base fellows, who strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted, and could not withstand them. Now you think to withstand the kingdom of Yahweh in the hand of the sons of David, and you are a great multitude, and there are with you the golden calves which Jeroboam made for gods. Haven't you driven out the priests of Yahweh, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, and made priests for yourselves after the ways of the peoples of other lands? So that whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bull and seven rams, the same may be a priest of those who are no gods. But as for us, Yahweh is our God, and we have not forsaken him, and we have priests ministering to Yahweh, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites in their work, and they burn to Yahweh every morning and every evening burnt offerings and sweet incense. They also set the showbread in order on the pure table, and the lampstead of gold with its lamps, to burn every evening. For we keep the instruction of Yahweh our God, but you have forsaken him. Behold, God is with us at our head, and his priests with the trumpets of alarm to sound an alarm against you. Children of Israel, don't fight against Yahweh, the God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper. But Jeroboam caused an ambush to come about behind them, so they were before Judah, and the ambush was behind them. When Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind them, and they cried to Yahweh, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it happened that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. The children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. Abijah and his people killed them with a great slaughter, so there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied on Yahweh, the God of their fathers. Abijah pursued after Jeroboam, and took cities from him, Bethel with its towns, and Jeshanah with its towns, and Ephron with its towns. Jeroboam didn't recover strength again in the days of Abijah. Yahweh struck him, and he died. But Abijah grew mighty, and took to himself 14 wives, and became the father of 22 sons and 16 daughters. The rest of the acts of Abijah, and his ways, and his sayings, are written in the commentary of the prophet Iddo. Chapter 14. So Abijah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David, and Asa his son reigned in his place. In his days the land was quiet 10 years. Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of Yahweh his God, for he took away the foreign altars and the high places, and broke down the pillars, and cut down the Asherim, and commanded Judah to seek Yahweh, the God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandment. Also he took away out of all the cities of Judah the high places and the sun images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. He built fortified cities in Judah, for the land was quiet, and he had no war in those years, because Yahweh had given him rest. For he said to Judah, "Let us build these cities, and make walls around them, with towers, gates, and bars. The land is yet before us, because we have sought Yahweh our God, and we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side." So they built and prospered. Asa had an army that bore bucklers and spears, out of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin, that bore shields and drew bows, 280,000. All these were mighty men of valor. There came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with an army of 1,000,000 troops, and 300 chariots, and he came to Mareshah. Then Asa went out to meet him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zaphathath at Mareshah. Asa cried to Yahweh his God, and said, "Yahweh, there is none besides you to help, between the mighty and him who has no strength. Help us, Yahweh our God, for we rely on you, and in your name are we come against this multitude. Yahweh, you are our God. Don't let man prevail against you." So Yahweh struck the Ethiopians before Asa, and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Gerar, and there fell of the Ethiopians so many that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before Yahweh and before his army, and they carried away very much booty. They struck all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of Yahweh came on them, and they despoiled all the cities, for there was much spoil in them. They struck also the tents of livestock, and carried away sheep in abundance, and camels, and returned to Jerusalem. Chapter 15. The Spirit of God came on Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you, while you are with him, and if you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long time Israel was without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their distress they turned to Yahweh, the God of Israel, and sought him, he was found by them. In those times there was no peace to him who went out, nor to him who came in, but great troubles were on all the inhabitants of the lands. They were broken in pieces, nation against nation, and city against city, for God troubled them with all adversity. But you be strong, and don't let your hands be slack, for your work shall be rewarded. When Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage, and put away the abominations out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of all the cities which he had taken from the hill country of Ephraim, and he renewed the altar of Yahweh that was before the porch of Yahweh. He gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and those who lived with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that Yahweh his God was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. They sacrificed to Yahweh in that day, of the spoil which they had brought, 700 head of cattle and 7,000 sheep. They entered into the covenant to seek Yahweh, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul, and that whoever would not seek Yahweh, the God of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. They swore to Yahweh with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. All Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart, and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and Yahweh gave them rest all around. Also Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, he removed from being queen, because she had made an abominable image for an Asherah, and Asa cut down her image, and made a dust of it, and burnt it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. He brought into the house of God the things that his father had dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated, silver, gold, and vessels. There was no more war to the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Chapter 16. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not allow anyone to go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of Yahweh and out of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, who lived at Damascus, saying, Let there be a treaty between me and you, as there was between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent you silver and gold. Go, break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they sunk Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the storage cities of Naphtali. It happened, when Baasha heard of it, that he left off building Ramah, and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah, and its timber, with which Baasha had built. And he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. At that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah, and said to him, Because you have relied on the king of Syria, and have not relied on Yahweh your God, therefore is the army of the king of Syria escaped out of your hand. Weren't the Ethiopians and the Lubim a huge army, with chariots and horsemen exceeding many? Yet because you relied on Yahweh, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of Yahweh run back and forth throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein you have done foolishly, for from henceforth you shall have wars. Then Asa was angry with the seer, and put him in the prison, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. Behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign Asa was diseased in his feet. His disease was exceeding great, yet in his disease he didn't seek Yahweh but to the physicians. Asa slept with his fathers, and died in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in his own tombs, which he had dug for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed which was filled with sweet odors and various kinds of spices prepared by the perfumer's art, and they made a very great burning for him. Chapter 17. Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place, and strengthened himself against Israel. He placed forces in all the fortified cities of Judah, and set garrisons in the land of Judah, and in the cities of Ephraim, which Asa his father had taken. Yahweh was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and didn't seek the Baals, but sought to the God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore Yahweh established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought Jehoshaphat tribute, and he had riches and honor in abundance. His heart was lifted up in the ways of Yahweh, and furthermore he took away the high places and the Asherim out of Judah. Also in the third year of his reign he sent his princes, even Ben-Hail, and Obadiah, and Zechariah, and Nathanael, and Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah, and with them the Levites, even Shemaiah, and Nethaniah, and Zebadiah, and Ashahel, and Shemaramoth, and Jehonanath, and Adonijah, and Tobijah, and Tobonadijah, the Levites, and with them Elishama and Jehoram, the priests. They taught in Judah, having the book of the law of Yahweh with them, and they went about throughout the cities of Judah, and taught among the people. The fear of Yahweh fell on all the kingdoms of the land that were around Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents, and silver for tribute. The Arabians also brought him flocks, 7,700 rams, and 7,700 male goats. Jehoshaphat grew great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store. He had many works in the cities of Judah, and men of war, mighty men of valor in Jerusalem. This was the numbering of them according to their fathers' houses. Of Judah, the captains of thousands, Adna, the captain, and with him mighty men of valor 300,000, and next to him Jehonanah, the captain, and with him 280,000, and next to him Amasiah, the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself to Yahweh, and with him 200,000 mighty men of valor. Of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man of valor, and with him 200,000 armed with bow and shield. And next to him Jehozabad, and with him 180,000 ready prepared for war. These were those who waited on the king, besides those whom the king put in the fortified cities throughout all Judah. Chapter 18. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance, and he joined affinity with Ahab. After certain years he went down to Ahab to Samaria. Ahab killed sheep and cattle for him in abundance, and for the people who were with him, and moved him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, "Will you go with me to Ramoth-Gilead?" He answered him, "I am as you are, and my people as your people. We will be with you in the war." Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "Please inquire first for the word of Yahweh." Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, 400 men, and said to them, "Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" They said, "Go up, for God will deliver it into the hand of the king." But Jehoshaphat said, "Isn't there here a prophet of Yahweh besides, that we may inquire of him?" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of Yahweh, but I hate him, for he never prophesies good concerning me, but always evil. He is Micaiah, the son of Imlah." Jehoshaphat said, "Don't let the king say so." Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, "Get Micaiah the son of Imlah quickly." Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah sat each on his throne, arrayed in their robes, and they were sitting in an open place at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were prophesying before them. Zedekiah the son of Chenaanah made him horns of iron and said, "Thus says Yahweh, with these you shall push the Syrians until they are consumed." All the prophets prophesied so, saying, "Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for Yahweh will deliver it into the hand of the king." The messenger who went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one mouth. Let your word, therefore, please be like one of theirs, and speak good." Micaiah said, "As Yahweh lives, what my God says, that I will speak." When he had come to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" He said, "Go up and prosper. They shall be delivered into your hand." The king said to him, "How many times shall I adjure you that you speak to me nothing but the truth in the name of Yahweh?" He said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd." Yahweh said, These have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace." The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Didn't I tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil?" Micaiah said, "Therefore hear the word of Yahweh. I saw Yahweh sitting on his throne, and all the army of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. Yahweh said, Who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead?" One spoke, saying in this way, and another saying in that way. A spirit came out and stood before Yahweh and said, "I will entice him." Yahweh said to him, "How?" He said, "I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets." He said, "You will entice him, and will prevail also. Go forth and do so." Now, therefore, behold, Yahweh has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these your prophets, and Yahweh has spoken evil concerning you. Then Zedekiah the son of Chenanah came near, and struck Micaiah on the cheek, and said, "Which way did the spirit of Yahweh go for me to speak to you?" Micaiah said, "Behold, you shall see on that day, when you shall go into an inner room to hide yourself." The king of Israel said, "Take Micaiah, and carry him back to Anon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus says the king, Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction, until I return in peace." Micaiah said, "If you return at all in peace, Yahweh has not spoken by me." He said, "Listen, you peoples, all of you." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "I will disguise myself and go into the battle, but you put on your robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of his chariots, saying, "Fight neither with small nor great, except only with the king of Israel." It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, "It is the king of Israel." Therefore they turned around to fight against him. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and Yahweh helped him, and God moved them to depart from him. It happened, when the captains of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. A certain man drew his bow at random, and struck the king of Israel between the joints of the armor. Therefore he said to the driver of the chariot, "Turn your hand, and carry me out of the army, for I am severely wounded." The battle increased that day. However, the king of Israel propped himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening, and about the time of the going down of the sun he died. Chapter 19. Jehoshaphat the king of Judah returned to his house in peace to Jerusalem. Jehu the son of Hanani the seer went out to meet him, and said to the king Jehoshaphat, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate Yahweh? Because of this wrath is on you from before Yahweh. Nevertheless there are good things found in you, in that you have put away the Asheroth out of the land, and have set your heart to seek God." Jehoshaphat lived at Jerusalem, and he went out again among the people from Beersheba to the hill country of Ephraim, and brought them back to Yahweh, the God of their fathers. He set judges in the land throughout all the fortified cities of Judah, city by city, and said to the judges, "Consider what you do, for you don't judge for man, but for Yahweh, and he is with you in the judgment. Now, therefore, let the fear of Yahweh be on you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with Yahweh our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of bribes." Moreover, in Jerusalem Jehoshaphat appointed Levites and priests, and of the heads of the fathers' households of Israel, for the judgment of Yahweh, and for controversies. They returned to Jerusalem. He commanded them, saying, "Thus you shall do in the fear of Yahweh, faithfully and with a perfect heart. Whenever any controversy shall come to you from your brothers who dwell in their cities, blood, between law and commandment, statutes and ordinances, you shall warn them, that they not be guilty towards Yahweh, and so wrath come on you and on your brothers. Do this, and you shall not be guilty. Behold, Amariah the chief priest is over you in all matters of Yahweh, and Zebediah the son of Ishmael, the ruler of the house of Judah, in all the king's matters. Also the Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and may Yahweh be with the good." Chapter 20. It happened after this, that the children of Moab, and the children of Ammon, and with them some of the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then some came who told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. Behold, They are in Hazazon Tamar, that is, En Gedi. Jehoshaphat was alarmed, and set himself to seek Yahweh. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Judah gathered themselves together to seek help from Yahweh. They came out of all the cities of Judah to seek Yahweh. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of Yahweh, before the new court, and he said, Yahweh, the God of our fathers, aren't you God in heaven? Aren't you ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one is able to withstand you. Didn't you, our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it to the seed of Abraham, your friend forever? They lived in it, and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, If evil comes on us, the sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this house, and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save. Now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned aside from them, and didn't destroy them, behold, how they reward us, to come to cast us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on you. All Judah stood before Yahweh, with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then the Spirit of Yahweh came on Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite, of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly, and he said, Listen, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat. Thus says Yahweh to you, Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they are coming up by the ascent of Ziz. You shall find them at the end of the valley before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of Yahweh with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Don't be afraid, nor be dismayed. Go out against them tomorrow, for Yahweh is with you. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before Yahweh, worshipping Yahweh. The Levites, of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites, stood up to praise Yahweh, the God of Israel, with an exceeding loud voice. They rose early in the morning, and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Listen to me, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh your God, so you shall be established. Believe his prophets, so you shall prosper. When he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who should sing to Yahweh, and give praise in holy array, as they went out before the army, and say, Give thanks to Yahweh, for his loving kindness endures forever. When they began to sing and to praise, Yahweh sent ambushers against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were struck. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. When Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked at the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and there were none who escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found among them in abundance both riches and dead bodies, and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in taking the spoil, it was so much. On the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Berachah, for there they blessed Yahweh. Therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Berachah to this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in their forefront, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for Yahweh had made them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of Yahweh. The fear of God was on all the kingdoms of the countries, when they heard that Yahweh fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. He walked in the way of Asa his father, and didn't turn aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh. However, the high places were not taken away, neither as yet had the people set their hearts to the God of their fathers. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the history of Jehu the son of Hanani, which is inserted in the book of the kings of Israel. After this, Jehoshaphat king of Judah joined himself with Ahaziah king of Israel. The same did very wickedly, and he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Ezion-Geber. Then Eliezer the son of Dodavahu of Mereshah prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, "Because you have joined yourself with Ahaziah, Yahweh has destroyed your works." The ships were broken, so that they were not able to go to Tarshish. End of chapters 10 through 20 of the second book of Chronicles.